Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast Weekend Edition. It's our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investors' days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks and set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Today is Sunday, August 23rd, and I'm your host, Yoel Minkoff. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Economic reports to watch next week include updates on consumer confidence, durable goods orders, and the latest crack at Q2 GDP. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve's annual retreat to Jackson Hole goes online this year with a symposium entitled Navigating the Decade Ahead, Implications for Monetary Policy, set for August 27th to 28th. International central bankers, Fed officials, academics, and a small number of private sector economists will participate in the online format. CDC officials, meanwhile, expect COVID-19 cases, hospitalization, and death numbers to trend better next week, while the Gulf of Mexico may trend worse with two potential hurricanes brewing. On the corporate calendar, we'll have an IPO from Chinese EV maker Xiaopeng Motors and more earnings reports from retailers. In earnings news, Palo Alto Networks reports on August 24th, while Best Buy, James Smucker, Hain Celestial, Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, and Autodesk report on August 25th. Next up will be Royal Bank of Canada, Dick's Sporting Goods, Splunk, and PVH on August 26th. At the end of the week, we will get results from Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Gap, VMware, Bill.com, Dell Technologies, Burlington Stores, and Campbell Soup. On the earnings front, strong results are expected out of Best Buy. The retailer is seen as a beneficiary of work-from-home and school-at-home trends, but Bank of America is cautious into the print. We are more positive on Best Buy's earnings outlook, but our view is tempered by valuation that is well above its five-year range and some caution going into the holiday season, previews the firm. Something else to consider with Best Buy ahead of the report next week is the recent track record in retail of comparable sales numbers versus consensus in the age of no formal guidance. Smith & Wesson Brands will also separate into a firearms business and an outdoor products and accessories business called American Outdoor Brands on Monday. Smith & Wesson Brands stockholders will receive one share of American Outdoor Brands common stock for every four shares held as of August 10th. Following the spinoff, American Outdoor Brands will be a separate publicly traded company independent from Smith & Wesson Brands. The split arises with demand for firearms in an uptrend, while outdoor products are also seeing strong demand as consumers opt for RV camping vacations at a record rate. Next up, the Nevada Gaming Control Board is expected to post gaming win numbers for July sometime near the end of the week. A full month of casino activity almost guarantees sequential improvement from June, although the year-over-year comparison will still be rough. For the most part, casino executives from Caesars Entertainment, MGM Resorts, Boyd Gaming, Wynn Resorts, Las Vegas Sands, Full House Resorts, and Red Rock Resorts have sounded positive on traffic following the shutdown period. Looking ahead, the Nevada Resort Association expects the Labor Day holiday weekend to drive strong visitation to the city, with some tourist areas in the U.S. still under quarantine orders. Over in the movie industry, the sector is looking for the fourth weekend in a row of increasing box office sales. The last three weekends in the U.S. have seen the tally increase from $952,000 to $1.2 million, to even over $2 million despite ticket prices at basement lows. New releases this week for AMC Entertainment, Cinemark, Regal Entertainment, and Marcus include Solstice Studios' Unhinged and Roadside Attractions' Words on the Bathroom Walls. Ticket sales for Christopher Nolan's Tenet go on sale on August 27th, ahead of the debut on September 3rd. In Barron's mentions, the rich are expected to get richer during what is an unusual back-to-school season. Large retailers already have taken a bigger slice of the pie during the pandemic, as specialty stores and mall chains struggled, but the school-at-home environment is seen benefiting Nike, Walmart, Target, and TJX companies even more. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts is singled out as an intriguing pick due to its focus on budget hotels and leisure customers. The hotel operator saw a revenue per available room, an occupancy rate, improve from March through July as it worked through the pandemic. In the tech sector, Synaptics has called a rare bargain, with shares trading just over 2x estimated revenue and less than 13x expected profit. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts like Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.